Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch and talk about and make fun of and have a great time with. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the hilarious, wonderful, and joyful Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, aren't you sweet?
Oh, you know, it's my ministry. We are talking Southern Charm today, so I have to be extra nice, Southern nice.
We sure are, honey.
It's a big episode of Southern Charm to talk about today, and before we dive into it, just a reminder, you can go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins, and you can join in. We have all sorts of fun reward levels. We just started up on our Discord channel, which is one of the tiers, Crappins Cooking Club. It's pretty small so far, but first recipe is in. Doing some fun stuff. So go check that out on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappins. And now let's get into some Southern Charm, shall we?
Southern Charm. Today's episode is called Love Sick. Fun little play on words there.
Yes, it is. And we get a little recap about how last episode was like, you know, coming of coronavirus, etc., and it, like, you know, the climax was that Austin has tested positive, but like how everything is different in Charleston, and we know this because we get a serious version of the theme song where it's like, times have changed, don't you know.
But then it kicks up into gear, and it is amazing to me how this song can just consistently shade people no matter what's going on.
Yeah,
like they can make it shady no matter what. So it's like Catherine tried to hide behind her ignorance of the present. Times have changed, don't you know? And while Pringle settled into his life, he's a regular bozo.
Yeah, because it's like, oh wait, we don't have to be, the song doesn't have to be serious anymore. We're talking about John Pringle. Okay,
bow-zow. And then Shep has been playing house with Taylor. He's got more honeys than honey, babe. Like, okay, so they just accused him of cheating.
Mm-hmm, yep. And we also get to see that South Carolina governor again be like, these stores can't remain closed forever.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, I was ready to get my business back on track, and Madison was starting to think it was time to cut Austin. Just a regular jaw blow.
The shady ass song gets them every single time.
Every time.
So we open with dramatic music and sirens. And folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the statue of John Calhoun. And the protests have made people realize this statue needs to come down. And now it is coming down.
Never in my lifetime did I think I'd see that coming down. And I'm a Charlestonian. Wah. So, so the statue is being removed. So Leva and her sister Mona sit on a blanket nearby in the park to watch. And Mona is talking about how this is the year when people have finally had to wake up and learn what's going on. And Leva's like, yeah, because I don't want this monster, Calhoun, staring down at my son on the street, you know? It's like this is a cool moment. It's a big moment, you know? They're having like a really thoughtful, introspective moment about like, I don't want this monster looking at my son. And then immediately it cuts the Ravenel Bridge. And I was like, well, you can take down one, but there's a whole bridge still there.
Yeah. Keep on going. As we say on this show, once you start cleaning that house, don't just start in the living room. Keep the vacuum going. So then we go to Pringle, who's taking his kids to the park just to make his chubby kid feel bad.
Aww.
You know, I was totally triggered because this is me in the park with my dad. He's like, hey, isn't it fun? We're in the park. And we'll just throw a ball. He knows I'm not going to catch that damn ball. It hits me in the head or, you know, just goes somewhere else. And he goes, yeah. Aww.
Yeah, they're playing football, and then he goes, "Hey, so you guys want to go to the Battery or something like that? You want to see where Grumpy grew up? I hear that he has a house in the Battery. Are you the Pringle from the Battery? I'd like to go on that tour, please."
Yeah, you're going to be quizzed about this by Patricia at some point, so you need to know the layout, kids. And one of them's like, "That's boring." And he goes, "Yeah, but I thought you'd like going down there. It's boring."
And he's like, "Well, my family goes back 8 generations, and I'm sure down the line they did some terrible shit. And I don't know if my ancestors or somebody down the line owned slaves or not. I don't know. They did. I'm just going to say right now, they did.
They did.
You're wealthy. You have a wealthy
on the Battery? Yes, they did.
Did
the Pringle family own slaves? That'll be real easy. At the time of her death, she owned not only real estate, but at least 19 slaves.
And a house on the Battery.
Rachel Pringle Polgreen. I was in the 1700s. Anyway, the point is, yeah, get enough Googling, yes.
Yeah, it's called Ancestry.com. It's pretty easy. But he says, you know, whatever your legacy is in the past, it's not your legacy now, and it doesn't have to be your children's legacy, which is true. But, you know, it's always good to, you know, like...
No.
It's good to like to know what your legacy is.
So then back to Leva, she's like, you know, when you have all these old names like everybody here does, you know, there's so much wealth, but there's also a huge history of slavery. I mean, is Shep responsible for what his history may be? I don't know if that is his history, but if it is he responsible? No. But, you know, like, how are you at peace with that? You know, and how do you make peace with that?
Yeah.
And her sister is like, yeah, well, people are uneducated, and I'm sure they're hearing about it now. If they didn't know, I'm sure they're hearing about it.
Right. And Leva's just saying that the silence in the South is deafening, but she expects it. And she's been feeling really distant from the group, and she hasn't heard from anyone except for Danny. And the only reason why Danny calls her is just to find out, like, well, it's about Catherine, basically. Danny's basically using Leva to send messages to Catherine. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard to say because this group is so new with Leva, you know? Like, we would see her before as a friend with Cameron, but mm-hmm. we wouldn't see her, you know? I don't know. Like,
she's not in her circle. Hopping
and stuff with the guys or whatever.
Yeah. So then we go to Shep, and he calls up Pringle, and he's like, "Gosh, I'm negative, but everyone else is positive. Taylor, Natalie, Craig, little Craig, Big Craig, Craig's family, everyone."
So Craig and Natalie are letting Taylor stay with them because Shep doesn't want to be around her because she's positive, right, which makes sense, you know. And Pringle is telling us that he is still going to be going for Madison because without a promise ring, I'm not going to stop. COVID has only made me hornier, baby.
Yeah, okay. So, normally, I mean, I think it's kind of smarmy, but then again, I mean, it's Austin, right, that he's going up against. So in a sense, I'm sort of like, maybe I'm starting to understand it.
There's just something about the hierarchy of guys, right? How there's just one that they always pick on. It was Craig for a long time. And then Austin came on and it became Austin. Like, Shep fucked with him and tried to take the girls he liked. And now you've got Pringle. It's just like, they just pick one. They're like, I can beat that one, so I'm going to just beat him for fun.
Well, Austin's easily beatable. I mean, Pringle, he's like, he's tall. He's a good looking guy. He like works in finance. He sort of has the swagger. It's not even big dick swagger. It's almost like rich family that don't know if they own slaves swagger, you know? And, you know, I think he's just applying it as usual, you know, and Austin doesn't have any of that.
Yeah. So then we go back to Leva and they see the statue, them trying to get down the statue. And she's like, can you imagine how much effort that took to get up there? I mean, my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And she's like, they really wanted it there. They put a lot of effort into that fucker being up there. And she's like, you know, and you've got Catherine, who, if she's living in white privilege, she just doesn't even care. You know, welcome to Charleston.
Don't you know? Oh, not my cue. Okay.
She's a regular bozo. All right, that's better.
So then we see Catherine driving her. Speaking of, here's Catherine driving her Mercedes to Craig's rental home to drop off groceries for the positive group. And it's been 5 days since they tested positive. And so Craig's in a mask and Catherine's in a mask and everything. And then they like resolve to talk through the windows, they have to do this whole thing where, like, he has to put in his, like, his headphones. They basically have, like, they're both mic'd up, but they have to speak on the phone with each other. It's basically when we do our bonus episode in an airport. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. And he's like, whoa, you got me a candle. She's like, yeah, when I think of Corona, I think of smells. And I thought, if they're living in there together with viruses, they need candles because it's probably smelly.
Actually, not to them.
Yeah, I was like, do you know what the symptoms of coronavirus are? Okay, you can't smell and you cough a lot. So don't do something that smells like something and then create smoke.
Yeah.
So
one of the best natural tests for Corona is just a fart.
at last. So, but actually they have their scent back. So that's pretty good. And he's like, I feel weird that I was positive. Like, I feel dirty about it. I was like, 7 seasons of this show and this is the thing that makes you feel dirty?
Good point. So Craig's like, yeah, I get dizzy, but, like, you know, like, I didn't get dizzy today, so I don't know. I have 2 girls quarantine angels with me, and fortunately I'm still working on Zoom, so I'm pretty lucky. And she's like, oh yeah, congratulations on HSN.
Thanks. Well, I'm really excited, although I gotta cover up the giant hole I made in my wall before my broadcast.
So he's got to make a home set to do her thing, and she's like,
yeah, I've personally gone off of social media for a little while. He's like, oh, because of what happened with those texts.
Yeah, she's like it was genuinely a mistake, that had nothing to do with race, politics, nothing.
Except that part where you said, stop using your race.
Your minority claim. And Craig, oh, by the way, for anyone who was worried that she did something racist, great news. I personally know that you're not racist. So there you have it. Craig personally knows that she's not racist, so she's exonerated. But I saw the message.
I saw that, and I know. I was like, that's not good. And she's like, but yeah, but at this point, just what can I do? And he's like, yeah, well, it's not good enough to just sit there anymore and say, like, I don't know what to do.
Catherine, one thing you could do is maybe go to the statue thing and, like, maybe speak up about racism in your family and disavow it.
Entire city just organized that you could do. Like, you didn't even have to organize it. Just go.
Literally.
And she even says, she's like, well, Leva has been real vocal about the statue, and I just want advice from her. Like, you should ask her. At the tearing down of the statue in the park that's going on right now.
Yeah, or read one of the thousands of think pieces that were on the internet in June. I mean, all the time, to be honest, but especially in June. Like, you just have to turn on the internet and, like, go to the Atlantic or something and read some, like, Ta-Nehisi Coates or something. Like, just read anything. Honestly, read like a Bazooka Joe rapper and you would probably learn something about what to do.
Yeah, geez, anything. And he's like, basically do anything, you know. People, I think it's better to do something and get criticism than not do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he says it in the Craig way, which is like,
well, just do better. And maybe, you know what you need? Probably a pillow with a crab on it.
Craig, the model of initiative. So so then the statue is coming down. Everyone's cheering. That's really cool. And then we go to Austin. It's been 7 days since I tested positive, okay? 7 days, and Taylor's making sausage balls over at Craig's house. It's insane right now.
And Shep is telling us that he's tested negative again. Count them. 4 times. Scores. Then we go over to Madison's house, and she's putting out some food because Vanita's coming over.
Yeah, so and they're wearing masks, and they both have no symptoms, and they're both negative, so they remove their masks. And Vanita's talking about how she's influencing full-time since she has no work. By the way, Vanita is so gorgeous. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Wow. And she, Madison starts talking about how she wants to reopen her salon, but she had to shut it down again because of Austin.
Yeah, this part's a little weird. So she's like, well, we've been shut down for 2 months, and we were opening again, but then I slept with Austin, and he's a piece of shit, so we had to shut it down again because I want to protect my clients and my partner, and I don't want to affect anyone, I mean, especially Hudson, and he had to go stay with my ex.
And she's all mad, but why are you hooking up with Austin when you know he's been going out?
That's true, every too.
Every night. Drinking.
That's true, too.
Lady.
That's a very good point. I, she should have been like, done, donezo, you know? So then,
so she's like, well, his behavior during the shutdown was heavy on the drinking and playing video games, and that didn't work for me.
Yeah. She says, she's like, those boys thought they would never get it, ever, ever, ever. Never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it. So now we go over to Shep's house, and Shep is FaceTiming with Craig and Austin in the world's most high-quality Zoom of all time. I have to believe that there were like production cameras on top of their laptops, because I've just never had resolution that good. And that's, of course, what I was focused on in this scene.
Yeah, that was definitely not their Mac camera. No. At the very least, they put on a decent Logitech.
That was beautiful. So Shep is FaceTiming, and he's like, oh, gosh, I have a huge picture of a grown man in a robe right now. Is this the right Austin? Oh, gosh, witticism.
And then Whitney comes on in a porn stash.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was a full John Holmes, but I trimmed it.
Someone in our Facebook group said, I know this must be the quarantine, but I thought when I saw Whitney with the mustache, I thought it was really hot. And in my mind, I was literally thinking to myself, was Whitney on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City wearing a mustache? I was like, it took me like a solid 10 seconds to realize, oh yeah, Whitney Souther Smith.
So then Austin is like, is that your... Oh, they're just teasing each other, right?
Is that your beach chair where you assault yourself? Like you masturbate into your chair and just sit on it and Zoom? No?
Greg's like, can you believe Austin got COVID? And Whitney goes, karma, man. And Jeff's like, oh, you know what? Like, it looked at me and it was like, get me the fuck out of this body. Like, COVID won't even come into me.
Not inaccurate. I think that COVID, you know, COVID does have to figure out how it's going to survive, you know?
Yeah, COVID has standards. So Austin's like, yeah, well, it's weird to be part of a statistic. I'm like, shit, I'm one of them.
Like, is he talking about unemployed or is he talking about being positive?
Yeah. He's like, for 4 days, I didn't move from my couch. I'm like, 4 days? You need to add some years to that.
I know. He's talking about 4 seasons of this show.
So he tells him that Madison was so mad at him, and then we cut to Madison going, you fucking idiot.
It was so good.
So things not going well with her. So then we cut to back to her talking to Vanita, and she tells her that she's so pissed at him, and Vanita's like, so are you officially done with him? I know it's not my business, but are you?
And she's like, well, there's been a lot of talk and no action, and he's very lazy. I'm like, yeah, you knew that going into the relationship, Madison, please.
Yeah, it's like driving a Prius and then being mad that your car has a battery in it. Like, yeah. You went to the lot and you picked it out.
She's like, I see myself marrying and having kids in 5 years, and I just can't make someone be ready. He's wasting time, or maybe I'm the one wasting time. Mama, what do you have to say about it?
I was born to eat corn.
Born for corn.
Born for corn, honey.
Yeah, and Vanita's like, yeah, change is good. I think change might spark things. I guess what I'm trying to say is you really need to move on from Austin. Please, please move on from Austin.
Yeah, I imagine as her friend, she said this like multiple times already. So yeah. It's just like, okay, just leave him.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we cut back to the guys, and they're talking about Madison. And Craig's like, wow, our lives just don't get less dramatic no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Shep is like, yeah, gosh, Taylor did not like that I pushed her away, did she? Oh. And Craig's like, yeah, she said, I wish Shep would just come over and go through this with me. And please stop trying to carve a hole into the wall with a butter knife, Craig. Don't stop, Craig. Stop.
Yeah, and Craig's like, well, Whitney, when was the last time you had sex? And he's like,
wait, Fred, I haven't gone this long since summer camp.
So now we see Leva and her son watering flowers, and then Pringle's driving his kids around, and his kids in the back.
You're typical. You're typical.
That was the best kid scene ever.
You're typical. No, you're typical. You're more typical than me.
I'm just hearing Tina Turner. All I want is a typical reaction. Typical Male, great song. Look it up.
Little boys, basically. It's like the little boy version of calling each other a basic bitch. I was cracking up.
It's so typical.
It's a typical situation in a typical time. So Craig and Taylor's symptoms are going away, which is great. That's always great. And Austin's waiting for his retest. It's insane right now, the wait. And then we see Danny driving, and she said that she avoided COVID, and she's going to go to Shep because Lucy is driving her nuts. So this way, Lucy and little Craig can go play.
Yeah, so she goes over to his house and sits on the patio, and he talks to her through the door, and they're, you know, doing the iPhone talk too. And he's like, he still doesn't get why he doesn't have it. And then he says that Taylor's super mad at him because he won't go be with her. And he's like, Taylor had a fit, like a little kid having her lollipop taken away at the county fair.
Yeah, give me a break. I'm like, or maybe she was like scared out of her mind. And this is just what her fear like presented itself as, because your girlfriend got diagnosed with like a virus that is stirring a lot of the country right now. Maybe it was that. And Danny, in fact, says, have you thought about why she acted that way? Maybe. And he's like, she misses me. I'm like, no. I'm like, I like how he turns about it. I'm like, I don't think it's as much about she misses you. I think that she's like maybe she wanted some empathy from you or sympathy.
Yeah, something. Maybe she didn't need you to like stand there and scream, you have cooties.
Yeah.
Don't come near me. So Danny's like,
well, have you heard from Catherine? Because when that shit was like going down, she never responded. And then Leva tells me she's like blowing her up.
Okay, Danny, I don't know what's going on with Danny. She's always had one Botox eye that kind of blinks differently than the other eye, which we're used to on Bravo. But now one eye is going fully crazy, like the Chuck E. Cheese has like short-circuited in the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. And one eye is just blinking really fast, and her voice is really wavery.
Yeah, she's shaky voiced the entire episode. Maybe it's because little Craig peed on her. I don't know. So Shep is like, well, maybe you haven't heard from her because she's embarrassed. Which I don't believe, because again, Catherine has been in a lot of embarrassing situations. So, you know, he's like, oh, well, you know, Catherine, she can be sweet or she can be a terror, like all women, right? Am I right? Am I right? But that's not new. I don't know why. I don't know why Danny is like, what the F? Like, why is she wort? Like, she knew this.
And Danny's like, well, she doesn't even know Leva, and I'm not done. You know, Shep, stop trying to talk me down, because I'm not done. I'm not done. I've hit the point where I have been taken advantage of. That's how I feel. And he's like, well, she might have to show a little elbow grease to be friends again with you. That's for golly darn sure. Gosh.
I mean, Shep is right. I mean, how many times does Danny have to be in this situation before she realizes that her friendship with Catherine is a little uneven?
Well, don't wear a welcome mat on your wear a welcome t-shirt and expect people not to wipe their feet on you.
There we go.
So Shep's like, well, don't force it, because you know Catherine, and when she's backed into a corner, she gets really crazy.
And they did not show the footage of her going, Thomas.
Thomas.
So,
don't go.
So then we go to Catherine's house. Did you notice this? That they showed photos, family photos, and Kinsey's face had to be blurred out. Do you know what that's all about?
Oh, no, I don't know. I know that he's trying to get custody again, supposedly. This is what I hear from Sichelle Madia, that famous housewife. But it sounds like he's trying to get custody again because he's got this new lady that he got pregnant and is trying to change states. He's trying to move away with her. So he's calling Catherine a drug addict and saying that his kids were born with fetal alcohol syndrome and trying to get custody again. So I don't know if that was something legal or what. But yeah, she's still a fucking train wreck over there.
Maybe he sent some sort of injunction to Bravo or whatever. Who knows? So, but I just noticed that. It just seems strange because, you know, we've seen Kinsey many times, so it was weird that she suddenly was blurred out. So Catherine calls Leva and they basically decide they're gonna FaceTime. So they get on FaceTime and Leva's like, this is weird, and she's like, so I didn't really mean anything racist or political. I just did something racist in the context of a
political rally that I was defending.
Oh my God. Like, come and on, she's like, Catherine. Yeah, but Catherine, when I saw that, that really hit some nerves because I see you as an intelligent woman and I saw that emoji and got upset, you know? And then the way you spoke to her as a black woman and then you said, don't use your minority claim. You know, I'm a minority and my family's a minority. And the things that I've seen make me think I'm good without this friendship. It's like, damn, Leva can just like
she just Leva like, is good her. That
Leva owns restaurants because she can just put shit right on the table.
She really know? Can. She really Leva's fantastic. And then she tells her, she's like, and by the way, it's not the responsibility of someone who's African American or a person of color to walk white America through every conversation with race. Okay, so like, I'm not here to coddle her. She's not a kitten up in a tree. I mean, she's right. I mean, Catherine's, you know, she's not like 12 years old. She should know.
Yeah, and Catherine's like, well, everyone thinks I'm racist, but I'm not, so I just... And she goes, you know what? None of us can control what people think, but I spoke with Danny, and she said you didn't even reach out to her. So I guess basically saying... Because it was like kind of a weird switch, but I guess she's just saying, you know, people can't control whether or not you're a good person, but you can at least be nice to the friends you have, you know?
I mean, she basically...
She's like, but I did reach out, and I have all the messages.
Yeah. Basically Leva's like, you know, she's seeing decision after decision where she's like, Catherine, come on. And like, I'm not an old enough friend to like be able to defend what you said, but you should probably fix things with Danny because she's pretty much all that you have left at this point. So bye.
Yeah. So then, we go to Whitney, and Michael, but Whit and Mike, I was like, what show am I watching? Whitney and Michael are making a greens and beet greens superfood shake or whatever.
Whitney, I think you forgot an important ingredient. It's vodka.
Gin or vodka? She's like, vodka. I was like, oh, now vodka's okay.
I stole it from a house down by the battery because I know no one was in it.
I also got some tubes of odd little chips.
I wonder who these were named after, but they resembles a certain fixture I've seen on a house down by the battery.
So then Shep and Leva go get a protein shake. It's very shaky, this episode. It's very liquids. Drink your liquids.
A lot of liquids.
So Austin got a negative test. Craig is moving the stuff around for the set. Every like between scene is the start of a new episode.
Yeah.
Like, every beginning of the scene is like, okay, here's what they're doing today.
And Taylor's like, were you just moving furniture? He's like, yeah, I'm out of breath though. Oddly enough, that was actually filmed 2 years ago. So I don't know what that had to do with COVID. But then he's getting ready for Home Shopping Network and they're all negative now, which is great. And so Craig is practicing for his big moment on TV, and he's like, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Craig from Sewing Down South. Thank you for inviting me into your house. I'm terribly excited. No, I'm really excited because pillows are like square and I can sew them. And when I was sad, I was like, what's my favorite shape? And it was a square. And I thought, what if I made a square with cloth and made like a square sandwich and put some like fluff in there? And I was like, it's a pillow. And so I said, I want to make those. So I made them.
Yeah, like, you know what, Taylor? You didn't even know me back when everyone thought this is so crazy and stupid.
And then we see the clip package of everyone like, pillows, Craig! Loser! You suck! People just driving by on the street throwing Diet Coke cans at his head.
What's wrong with my sewing?
Yeah, Naomi, you sit home and you sew.
What's wrong with my sewing?
So Taylor's saying that she's not sure if she's going to go back to Shep because she really did not like his response to her positive diagnosis. And so, and Craig tells us that basically Taylor needs affection and attention. And if Shep can't see that, he's going to be alone. And I'm like, well, it's Shep. So of course he won't see it. And he will be alone.
So then we go over to the batting cage where Pringle and Madison are going to introduce their kids to each other. And Taylor's like, who's Taylor?
I don't know. Oh, Taylor Dane?
I don't know. Someone said, I guess Pringle. I'm calling every white guy on Bravo Taylor this week.
Well, Taylor, it feels like half the people on this show could be called Taylor. I will say I really did not like that the woman working at the batting cage wasn't wearing a mask. She went and like gave them like temperature checks and was like, we've got sanitizer here. I'm like, lady, where's your mask? Wear a mask.
So they go, the kids meet, and one of them's like, I saw you on Instagram. And he's like, well, this is very important if you want to date somebody's mom. You have to see if the kids are compatible. And then one of the kids goes, do you play Roblox? Because I've been playing and I'll friend you.
Yeah.
He's like, you're the cutest. It's cute.
Also, I thought it was funny that that Pringle was calling it a play date. I'm like, does Madison know that she's on a date? Or does she think it's just a play date? I was like, there's just something so predatory about him that he's like trying to be like low-key about, but not low-key about, that I'm still like very mixed on if I'm like grossed out by it, or do I like admire his confidence? And I don't really know where I land on it at this point.
Well, he's a slime bag, but he's told her flat out that he likes her.
Yeah, like, at a certain point, you kind of be like, well.
And he's coming for her, and she's showing up to introduce the kid. So I'm guessing he thinks she likes her too, or she likes him too.
Yeah.
So they flirt a lot. She's like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, ha, ha, ha. She's like, yeah. She's like, I'm better at batting than you are.
Yeah, and she's like, I like someone who has kids too, and the six-pack doesn't go unnoticed. I think it's great he brought beer to a children's event.
And he's like, you look great, power lifts. Oh, God, I'm sweating through this shirt. She's like, do I make you nervous or what?
Yeah. He starts, like, coughing, just, like, right in, like, coughing without a mask on these days is sort of a trigger, for at least for me, but I think for a lot of people. So he's just sitting there like coughing when like half their friend group just got COVID. I don't know how she wasn't freaking out at that point.
Yeah, but she wasn't. And he's like, well, I'm obviously very interested in you. You're attractive and you're cool. You're cool too.
Yeah.
I don't want to make this all about your looks, but hot and you're cool too. So.
And producer's like, so what kind of guy do you think Madison would be attracted to? He's like, 6'2", trim beard, likes flannel, named after a potato chip, grandpa has a house on the Battery. Oh, really? So you admit it now, don't you? Don't you?
So he's like, so what is up with you and Austin? Are you guys waffled? And she's like, well, it's been 2 years and I'm torn, but I just can't see him like being a dad, you know? So at this point, he's like, well, you're a catch. You're a catch, right?
And I'm not just saying that because we're in a batting cage, okay? And you're standing literally in the catcher's position behind your son who's at the plate.
Hey, let's just date. We're both swingers at this point.
So now is the day of the Home Shopping Network broadcast, and Hot Jerry is there to help out Craig, and he's excited because this is my chance to present to the big leagues.
If you mess up in the big leagues, then sometimes you can't go back to the big leagues.
And so the host is like, and now for the first time, it is Craig. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, thanks.
And then we go over to Pat and Whitney, who are sitting on the couch watching.
Yeah.
And she's like, yay.
And Whitney goes, oh, he has surprisingly decent camera presence. I'm like, Whitney, you created this show and cast him. You know this.
I know, but look at all the people that come on these shows and they're so good on these shows. And then they get to do a Bravo commercial and they're like, and then a new film is coming up this year. It is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Hustle. So she's like, I think he loves what he does and he's into it, which is exciting. And of course, when I say by loves what he does, I mean standing. He's into standing right now.
And Craig's like, well, what happened was I needed an outlet for my creative process. And first, it was murdering walls. But then that got expensive. So I thought there's got to be something I can sell. So I thought squares.
Squares are something I can sell, and it's my favorite shape, you know, and also my favorite game show. So,
and Whitney's like, well, you guys have a HSN showdown, Mom. And she's like, yeah, but his is exclusively pillows. I don't consider Craig competition in any way, in any shape, in any martini. Wait, I'm sorry, that's just my drink. Hold on. What was I saying?
Wait, what's the new drink that she's super into right now?
I don't know.
I forgot what it was. It was like a something sour. It was like a, you know, amaretto sour. It wasn't an amaretto. It was something
bourbon
sour. Bourbon sour. My deal is for high-end home goods. I'll have pillows in my line, but they're totally different from Craig's. First of all, they're made. Second of all, my pillows are unique and in the luxury category, and Craig's pillows are affordable. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, I have a question, Craig. Back in the day, what was my nickname?
Was like,
if you really know me, Craig, you're going to know my nickname. Okay, they sent this to you in an email before we started shooting, Craig. So what is my nickname? I'm blowing something, Craig. I'm blowing something.
Craig, this is part of the pre-production notes. It was our scripted banter, Craig. Can you do this? What am I known for?
Crazy lady.
No, Craig, I'm blowing something.
You're not from the anecdotes about your past. No, Craig, I'm blowing something. You know, when you're in coronavirus, you have to stick to four or five people, and those people are called your...
Taylor?
No, but with them, they are called the... People you go out to bars with without masks. No, the opposite. You stay inside with your...
I'm tired.
Just tell me. It's like, it's Bubbling Bobby.
I'm Bubbling Bobby. Yeah, that's me. That's me. I don't know why I felt the need to force you to answer that question on a program about selling your pillows, but now it's out there. I'm Bubbling Bobby, everyone.
That was so awkward. I wonder if Bobby's still working there. Someone somewhere had to be like, oh my God, fucking Bobby. No one cares what your nickname was. Get her off. Get her off. She's fired.
I feel like she was trying to settle a bet with someone off camera. Like, I am known as Bubbling Bobby. I am. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to go on TV and I'm going to ask someone in a totally unscripted moment. And they are going to validate that I was totally known as Bubbling Bobby. And then, like, Craig just totally ruined it for her.
Should we call Craig and congratulate him?
Whitney's like, no.
I really love the groove that Whitney has settled into. Like, no, he's not all about Renob anymore. He's just sitting there on the sidelines with his mom, just like making fun of the other people in his cast. Like we are doing.
Yeah. So it's over now. So Craig's like,
I've hit landmark achievements in my life, and presenting on HSN is one of them.
So they have champagne, and he holds it over the couch and then tries to pop it where everything sprays out, but he doesn't, and he's actually disappointed.
Yeah, he's disappointed he didn't ruin his sectional. So now we go to Leva's house, and Danny comes over, and she's like, oh my God, this is like Pinterest worthy. And she's like, I'm so excited to have a human contact right now, and I'm having more human contact later, but I'm not looking forward to it, if you know what I mean. It's like, yes, Danny, we get it. You don't want to go talk to Catherine right now.
Leva says that she talked to Catherine, and she's like, yeah, and then it went from the emoji to, you've been MIA on Danny, okay? And I said, if you don't fix this relationship, you are going to be alone.
Yeah.
I was like, way to stir it. Mm-hmm. Way to stir it, Leva.
And then she's like, but would she have reached out to me if you hadn't told her to? I don't think so. I don't know why I'm so nervous just talking to you, Leva. I don't even have to confront you about anything.
And she's like, you're a doormat, okay? So it's like you were basically the host.
And she sucked me dry.
It's like, yes. And, you know, she doesn't have a husband or a mom, and you gave her more support than you have in you. And she's like, she just doesn't know how to be a good friend. And I'm saying that as a person with one eye closed right now for no reason.
Danny, if she doesn't know how to be a good friend, then why are you chasing this friendship? Move forward. Yeah. You're better than it.
And she's like, she's just going to flip it back on me. And then she just blinks really weirdly. And then we go over to Madison's, and she's pouring some wine, and Austin calls, and he's like, I'm negative now. How about I have a glass of wine with you?
And I'm in the neighborhood. Like, okay. The old classic. I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And did you notice all the recent calls were erased from her phone? It's like, this girl's tricky.
Did not notice that, but that, I like that you noticed it. Like, who does that?
Never even thought of doing that. Madison's very tricky. I want to see, like, Madison's private life, what she's not doing off the show.
It's probably a burner phone. That's why.
A burner iPhone.
A Hannah burner phone.
It's like the
phone.
Fanciest Ratchet. Burner ever.
So Austin comes over. Speaking of Hannah, Austin comes over because Austin hit on Hannah on Summer House. And he's like, oh, it's nice and cold in here. It's cold. It's insane how cold it is in here. I'm freezing at mouth. I'm freezing right now.
He's like, well, I'm glad you're negative. Your beard looks nice. You look healthy, not swollen and hungover. Sorry, that was mean, but you deserved it.
So, you want to go around the room and say something nice about everyone? Oh, that was some humor, like John Pringle, huh?
So here's what I have to say. I've had this conversation for 2 years too long. Why do you keep fucking up, Austin? He's like, oh, I don't think that's fair. And I think that, like, hey, nothing about this is fair, but I expect you to do the right thing. And then you run around with your boys.
Madison, it is not what I'm doing. I would spend the night here 4 to 5 nights during the week. And then you come to my house once, maybe twice. That's not compromise. I'm like, so you're saying that you were like basically being unambitious and sleeping in and then not being safe with your protocols because she wasn't spending enough time in your untidy house?
He's trying to change what the fight is about because he has nothing to say. She's like, you're responsible and you're doing nothing with your life. He's like, but you never spend the night at my house.
Yeah, which has, like, this, doesn't make sense.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, it doesn't track what he says versus what she says.
Yeah, he's just trying to change the subject. And she's like,
well, we're two people on two different paths. I've been trying to build my career.
And he's like, and you know what? That's just you wanting to see that I'm not doing anything. It's just what you want to see, Madison.
You have no work ethic. Do I want to have a 6'5 grown-ass man on my back treading water for the rest of my life?
And then she starts crying. She's like, damn, that was a good insult. I can't help but cry.
Yeah, and she's like,
listen, I don't want to fight. I've tried so hard to make this work, and sometimes you just hit a wall, Austin. You can't move past it, and that's a fucking shame because I want to be with you, okay? And then I just hit a wall, and I realized you are not born for corn, Austin. Just not.
That's insane. I love corn on the cob. It's insane. You take it with that knife, and you cut all the kernels off.
You cut the kernels off. You're not born for corn if you were cutting the kernels off.
Let it go. You're not born for corn, corn cutter.
He's like, I love you so much. It hurts. Give me another chance. It's my 53rd chance. Give me another chance.
That is not an option. There's a man named Pringle in town. Okay. His name is Pringle. I have to at least try that.
Yeah, this was so cold. So she's crying, right? She's like,
I wish you the best. And I regret nothing, but you're not born for corn. Now, with that being said, go home. Thank you for coming.
She just totally dismisses him like it's a job interview.
Yeah.
And I think just to prove that she was right, because, you know, sometimes you have those regrets. Like, oh, my God, is this it? Did I do the right thing? This guy's so sweet. Just to prove that she's right, he chugs the glass of wine and then leaves. Like, that
yes.
is so, A, it's so alcohol-y, E, and B, it's so cheap.
Just it is go. Cheap. Just leave. So now we go to Danny's place, and she's sitting there, and Leva calls, and she's like, how did it go? And Danny's like, she's not here yet. which I thought was so funny that Catherine is so late that Leva thinks she's doing the post-game report and hasn't even started yet.
Yes, and then we see Catherine calling her 30 minutes prior, like, I'm on my way, which is so Catherine.
A few minutes
like,
away.
And then 30 minutes later, she gets there. So Catherine finally comes, and she's driving in just Catherine way. Like, her foot is on the seat of the car, and her phone's in the other hand.
Yeah.
You know? So she comes over, and it's like,
hey, I made it. Look, I have a broken heel.
Yeah, this is my life right now. And she's like, oh, well, you look like you're looking like you're just worked out or something. She's like, well, I'm always wearing workout gear to give off the impression that I'm working on my body.
And that about ends their pleasant conversation. And then it goes into Catherine being like, what's going on, man? She's like, same old shit.
But I keep hearing y'all are saying I haven't tried to get in touch with you guys. And she's like, Kat, I've been reaching out for quite a while now. Like, well, I got a message when it all happened, when I was going through all of it. Just exactly, Catherine. I reached out because I was concerned.
And I did end up responding.
Recently.
But how many times did Danny call her? Because she made it sound like she called her over and over, and now it's just that one time. So I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. But Catherine's like, I haven't talked to you, and you don't respond. So what do you want me to do? And Danny's like, Did you just give me an eye roll? Catherine's like, if my face did that, my face did that. It's not an eye roll. I'm not an asshole. Okay, I had no idea my face could do that. I'm not an asshole.
She's like, well, why did you call me, Catherine? She's like, because I haven't reached out to him since March, and y'all are saying I'm some flake. She's like, who is y'all, Catherine? Well, y'all. I mean, y'all.
She's like, let's have an authentic conversation between you and I, okay? You and I. And Catherine's like, you always make it sound like I'm the only one putting work into our friendship.
Yeah, she's... Well, basically, here's the thing, Danny. You know, you say this, but you've been talking behind her back for how long now? Like, you've gone literally to everybody else to talk shit about her. And now she's like, this is just between you and I, Catherine. And yeah. Catherine's like, well, stop making it sound like I don't put any work, even though it does sound like that.
It does sound like that.
And Danny's like, stop saying y'all. It's me. I'm Danny. I'm Pirate Danny. Arrgh. When I.
And she's like, okay, Danny. And then Danny goes, okay, Danny. And then Danny goes, is there something in your eye? Is there something in your eye? And Catherine goes, I have on fake eyelashes. What the fuck are you coming at me for?
And she goes, okay, Danny. And like walks out of there. And Danny's like, insensitive bitch. Now, I would prefer this conversation to go like this. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Danny. You're typical.
You're typical. You are typical. You're more typical than me. More typical than me.
That would be the mature way to handle it.
Yeah, those kids win for best fight of the show.
They do. And that's the episode. We'll be back next week with a whole slate of shows. Gosh, so much. Our first Potomac reunion of the season. So that'll be really interesting. And much, much more. We hope everyone has a safe and fun weekend. And we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.